If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Monica Garcia's ex, Mike Fowler, was arrested in 2021 following a heated dispute between the former couple, a newly revealed police report showed. After part one of the season four reunion, the brave celebrity confessed the reason she and Mike were divorcing a second time was because of domestic violence. Many viewers had assumed a split was the aftermath of her affair with her sister-in-law's husband. 2 years before she filed for divorce for the second time, police paid a visit to the couple's home after she called 911 on March 5, 2021, around 11:30 p.m., RadarOnline.com has learned. Dispatch advised that the complainant stated that her husband had hit her and now she was hiding in a bedroom, the police report obtained by The Sun stated. Dispatch stated that they could hear the female yelling for him to get away from her, according to the report, and police learned the now exes got into an argument when they went out to dinner about some of the people she had been associating with. The tiff allegedly turned physical after they got back home. That's when he slapped her across the face, prompting her to call authorities despite his pleas for her to hang up. He then grabbed her phone and she locked herself into a back room before dialing 911 from her Apple Watch. After cops arrived, Monica said they were arguing about her friends, not elaborating on which ones were being discussed. Per the report, she was afraid of Michael and what he would do if she disobeyed him. One of her teenage kids was awake at the time, it was noted, and heard the assault and the arguing between Monica and Michael. Fowler was arrested on charges of domestic violence assault, domestic violence in the presence of a child, and interruption of a communication device, having to spend a few days in a county jail before pleading guilty to assault. He was later sentenced to 12 months probation and paid $1,070 in fines. The exes finalized their divorce in October 2023, over a decade after exchanging vows in 2009. Garcia would file for divorce 4 years later before reconciling and filing again in June of last year. "My ex and I are great co-parents together," she told E! News in October. "He is a wonderful dad and provider and we just weren't good together and that's okay. He calls and checks on me."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.